Federal transportation regulators put 52 bus companies out of business in the past 8 months, 8 of them in the Carolinas. The Department of Transportation says the companies were shut down as part of what it calls Operation Quick Strike, an effort to crack down on unsafe bus companies. WFAE's Ben Bradford has been looking into the alarming safety records of local companies that were shut down, and he joins me now to discuss. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Mark.
Looks like these companies are charter and interstate bus operators.
Yeah, that's right. These are buses regulated by the federal government rather than the state, so that means that their routes can or do take them across state lines.
And what nearby companies were shut down?
All right, so the closest three are Spalding Charters and Tours in Charlotte, and then Executive Charter Lines and DAPTCO in Greensboro. And the violations are eye-opening.
Well, like what?
All right, you name it. I mean, everything from defective brakes and wheels, lack of emergency exits, drivers without valid driver's license, falsified records, failure to conduct drug tests or background checks. I mean, the list goes on. For instance, in 12 visits to Spalding Charter over the past 2 years, regulators inspected employees 32 times and vehicles 18 times. And some of these are on the same visit. They found a driver who couldn't understand traffic signs in English. They found another one with no license. Regulators shut down one bus 3 separate times for having first an improper exhaust system, then an improper wiring protection, and cracked or broken wheels. And Spalding only, this company only has 2 buses. And then the other one was shut down twice for cracked or broken wheels and loose or missing wheel fasteners. And for the 2 companies in Greensboro, in a combined 10 vehicle inspections, investigators shut down the vehicle 9 times.
And what happens after regulators shut down these companies?
Well, one of the Greensboro companies, DAPTCO, is already back up and running with a conditional safety rating, which means it may pose a higher safety risk. They were shut down after having bad tires, missing a brake on one of their axles, and having false reports about their records. The department says the company fixed its violations and now meet federal safety requirements.
And what got transportation officials started on this crackdown?
Well, you may remember a charter bus crash in Virginia killed several people a couple years ago. Officials didn't specify, but they do say that this whole thing came partly in response to some major crashes by companies with poor safety records, although only one company, Midnight Express in Kansas, was shut down after a death.
WFAE's Ben Bradford, thank you.
Thank you.